On this episode, we review our recent stay at the brand new Drury Plaza Hotel Orlando, located in the Disney Springs area. Today is January 13th, 2023. This is episode 530 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and as always, I am joined by my Friday the 13th loving wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
It's Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
When this comes out. It's not today, so don't be worried about today. We're recording way in advance, actually.
Yeah.
On Sunday. Why is that?
Well, because we have a very busy week, which includes our oldest turning 15 on Thursday.
Wow.
So we have a very busy day with taking her to the DMV and getting her permit. And then she has to go to school for a little bit. And then we have to pack and get ready because we leave the Friday the 13th that morning to head to Villas, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like 8 hours away.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, we're going with Rhonda's parents, her brother, sister-in-law, their kids. We did this a couple years ago.
Yep.
And we went to Boone, North Carolina, rented a cabin. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be super fun. So we'll be gone all weekend. So it'll be crazy and busy. So we're trying to get ahead of the game. But before we get into today's episode, you got to make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, and I don't know why you haven't, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. Then if you hit subscribe, you'll get those brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. We are super excited for Main Street 16 Challenge coming up.
Yes.
Only 3 weeks away from today will be our Friday ticketed event at Stargazer's Lounge. Saturday will be the 16 Ride Challenge. Lots of fun things going on. Lots of people coming into town for this. So go ahead to mainstreet16.com. You can donate to Give Kids the World, which all of this will benefit. You can buy tickets for Friday's event. You can sign up for the Saturday challenge. You can still get your room booked at a discounted rate at Wyndham Lake Buena Vista. Rhonda, do you know what one of the top questions we always get is?
No, Jeremy. What is the top question?
Who do I use for grocery delivery during my vacation?
Yeah, well, it's vacation grocery delivery.
It is. And they are wonderful. It is run by and employs former and current cast members. There are no markups on the items like every other delivery service there is.
Mm-hmm.
One set delivery fee. And even better, they can deliver alcohol to your resort without you being mm-hmm. present. So head to vacationgrocerydeliveryfl.com and book for your next stay. Then if you're getting ready to plan that next Disney or Universal vacation, looking to go on a cruise or pretty much travel anywhere else in the world, head to mainstmagictravel.com, fill out a form for a free quote. Our travel services are completely free to you. Rhonda, would you recommend, if you are not running or supporting a runner, going to Disney World during marathon weekend?
Not really.
Why is that?
Well, because we went over to Animal Kingdom on Friday and it was so busy.
Yeah.
Like, usually Animal Kingdom does not seem ever like busy. Like, you got Magic Kingdom that'll always probably be slammed. You've got Epcot, depending on if there's a festival or not, that seems to always be slammed. And then, of course, Hollywood Studios. And yeah, poor Animal Kingdom usually doesn't get the love, but whoa. It got the love.
I have never seen Animal Kingdom that busy in all of the trips that we have taken.
It's been a long time.
And yeah. I mean, like, we were there for the 20th anniversary, which was a big time thing. You know, we've been there. Well, we went shortly after the opening of Pandora. And I've not seen it like this. I mean, to the point of like the safari line was stretching out almost down to the bridge past Tusker House and Dawa Bar.
Yes.
So we cut through there and went to Dawa Bar to grab a drink. And we pretty much then walked around a bit and got out of there because on the way, I started looking. I was like, we're hungry. We were driving down that morning. And I noticed that Nomad Lounge had a few new menu items since we had been there last. It's been a hot minute since we've been to Nomad.
Yep.
So I was like, all right, well, maybe we can try Nomad. I was like, they're going to open at 11. We're going to be getting there right at 11. We'll try and join the walk up.
Yep.
So as we're actually, we parked way down in Yeti, which you almost never do.
Yep.
And we're walking up and I keep trying. It says, you're too far away. 11 o'clock hits. By the time it said we were close enough as we were getting towards security, it was 11:03 and it was displaying that all times were unavailable for the day.
Mm-hmm.
You then hit, and by the way, we knew it was marathon weekend. We knew it was going to be crazy. Just we weren't going there like, what's happening?
Right.
I had no idea.
Right.
We knew that. So anyway, so it says view other available restaurants, and it lists all other restaurants that use a walk-up list on property.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 90% of them said that they were completely full.
Mm, that's crazy.
So we got scanned in, and you had a good idea. You're like, well, let's go ahead and just walk up, right? And
right. Talk to someone. Well, because a couple of times when you were doing it, you ended up getting an error, and then it almost seemed like the app wasn't working correctly, because I'm like, wait, there's no times for the day. Like,
right.
That doesn't make sense. So we did. We walked over there. We were walked through the shops and then walked over there. And she actually said that we could join.
Yeah.
But it would be a 2-hour wait.
Which is not bad. I mean, this was...
It really
was. So we're talking a little after 1 p.m. return time, which we would have gladly done, except we knew we had to go get checked in at the hotel and then go over to meet the Franklin College folks from last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So around 3 o'clock. So we just knew we couldn't do it. But even then, we walked over to Yak and Yeti. Of course, they've got, what, 6 bar stools? So nothing, there's no way we're getting in there.
I think so. And somebody was already standing behind the people that were at the bar.
So we just decided we would head out. We'd go back to the hotel and we'd go ahead and just eat there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that in a minute. So new in the past week or so that we got to see is all of the 50th, they're calling it the finale merchandise.
Yes.
What do you think of some of these items? You picked something up, right?
Yeah, I really like it. So, you know, in the beginning, you know, you had the like white and the really pretty colors and
all the iridescence.
And yeah. And this is like a bunch of black with a little bit of iridescence in it.
More towards gold. Kind of right. Like a goldish iridescent purple kind of
pinky purple. Yeah. Something like that. I saw the bag, the Loungefly bag, and it is beautiful. So I actually still had my gift card from my parents because I wanted to get something that I really wanted. And I checked because my other 50th bag, the white one that's beautiful.
Oh, I love that one.
Doesn't have any side pockets. And I love the side pocket where I can put my phone in. Well, I walked up and was looking at it, and you have side pockets on this one. So I was super excited. So I went ahead and picked that up, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful bag. But I like the other stuff too.
That
like,
corksicle tumbler.
That's pretty. Very
is
pretty.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I
that's
may
$45.
End up with that. I know. I may end up with that at one point. I think
I like
that the Loungefly that you got is hands down my favorite Loungefly. You own. And I think the white 50th is probably my second favorite one.
Oh, wow.
Another thing they have that I'm going to possibly have to cop, as the children would say, I think. They said it like a month ago. I don't know if it's still hip. is that Bob Iger looking sweater. That 50th sweater. It's like a off-white button-up sweater with a 50th kind of like goldish emblem like throughout it. And it it looks straight Bob Iger. I really, really liked that. So we went ahead and headed over and checked in at the Drury Inn, which we're going to cover, you know, for most of this episode, and then Ubered over to Riviera on our way to Caribbean Beach to meet with the Franklin College group. We had to stop at Bar Riva and see Marcy and Adam, as always.
Fun. Yeah.
Love seeing them.
That was great.
And then, went and met the folks over at Franklin College. But this episode
is
mostly about the brand new Drury Inn.
Yay.
As of the date that we checked in on January 6th, this resort was 29 days old.
Wow.
This was the former Best Western over there, which I know is a fan favorite, but it was closed down for, I think, several years. I'll be honest. I can't remember if they completely gutted this, tore it down, but this is a brand new, like, to the point of walking down the hallways, it has that new construction smell.
Mm-hmm.
I love that smell.
Yeah.
I'd put that up there with cut grass.
Oh, my goodness.
Fresh cut lumber
mm-hmm.
and new car. smell. Okay. This is that new hotel smell. So they need to get a candle for that, I think. But this is an official Walt Disney World hotel. It is located right there at Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. We timed out.
I walk very fast.
From entrance of the Drury to that entrance there of Disney Springs, we tapped about 18 minutes, I believe it was.
I think so. Average.
Yeah. So you believe for, 18 to 25
us,
minutes for.
So I think, yeah, depending yeah. on who you are and how fast you walk and all that stuff.
Yep.
I'd say a 20 minute walk.
Okay. I think that's fair. And any of the walks from these, of course, we love the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista, yeah. and that's right there across the street. It's a 5 minute walk to yep. the entrance. But any of these walks are nice.
I mean, they are leisurely.
There's wonderful sidewalks. They're mm-hmm. well lit during the evening. Mm-hmm. You feel very safe, secure.
Yeah.
You feel very much Disney property. I mean, yeah. this is on Disney property. It's the whole Disney Springs area. So let's talk a little bit first about the pricing. We know that a lot of the resorts here at Disney Springs have the resort fee plus parking.
Uh-huh.
What is the resort fee here, Rhonda?
There is no resort fee.
No resort fee.
No.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was very nice.
There is a parking fee.
There is. It is a $25 per night parking fee, which can get up there because if you're staying 3-4 nights.
Yeah, you're staying for a week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to add up, but wait till we tell you.
I just started to say. I agree.
Yeah, the funny part is that when we tell you what's included with this hotel for air quote free, mm-hmm. you know, I would almost rather them say parking is free and there's a $25 resort fee.
Yeah.
I think it would make more sense because of what you get out of it. Mm-hmm. We ended up going through hotels.com for this.
We did.
And it was $197 for the night for a king room.
Yep.
If you book direct through Drury, just Google Drury Inn at Disney Springs, you're going to see a bunch of offers. One of those is Florida resident discount. You're going to get 10% off the room rate.
Which is nice.
Annual pass holders will get 15% off.
Ooh.
But what's even better, because they're a Walt Disney World resort, is that this, if you're an annual pass holder, and just say you're going for 3-4 nights.
Okay.
You need to make your park reservations.
Mm-hmm.
This will go towards your staying at a Disney resort park reservations, not your allotted annual pass holder ones.
That's awesome.
So that's a really, really big benefit. You'll have to link it through My Disney Experience. Again, you're going to have to book direct through Drury. You can't go through a third party or anything. There's also discounts for military, veterans as well, law enforcement, government employees for 10%. There's additional offers for, I think there was like AAA, seniors, right. all kinds of great discounts.
That's
but
awesome.
I was looking at room rates for a night here in the future, and you could find them as low as like 186 up into the low 200s. So really, really good room rate, mm-hmm. Especially if you're going through one of these discounts and stuff like that. What did you think of the room? What did you think of, I guess, the hotel in general before we get into some of the specifics like the pool and restaurants and all? But what is your kind of, I guess, overall impression of from check-in to heading up to our room? And
yeah.
How did you like the room and all?
It's very pretty in the lobby. I like it. It's very comforting too, mm-hmm. where if you do have to kind of wait, then yeah. And check-in was a wonderful experience. And then heading up to the room, we were on the 12th floor.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the parking lot side, which was sad because if we were on Disney Springs side, I mean,
yeah, you can see Epcot. You can see Spaceship
yeah.
Earth.
Yeah.
You could easily catch fireworks and stuff at night. So, mm-hmm.
So, and then going into our room, it was very Disney to me. I liked it. It was very, and I say Disney, very just, you know, like your normal, like,
yeah.
Deluxe resort, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, slight of a balcony. This has a very deluxe room feel.
Yeah. You know, cute little wardrobe. What is neat about this one is there is a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, you've got coffee and a little fridge. The fridge is still little. And it's bigger than the beverage coolers at Disney, I think.
Yeah, but it's the same
but
style.
It's still, yeah, it
it's
has
that glass
the glass
front.
Front. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see listed on this one because they put stickers all over the Disney ones that literally say, like, This is considered a beverage cooler. And right. they have to put that on there for medical purposes, correct. I think, for the most part, is if you have, you know, medicine or something that has mm-hmm. to be kept at a certain temp, they're not going to guarantee that. And I believe this fridge is the same, but it didn't have any sort of like warning on it.
Mm-mm.
And then what's right there next to the fridge that, so we had a king room. They also have two queen rooms. And then they have suites as well for larger families. But you are allowed to put five people into these standard rooms if you were to get a rollaway bed or had a crib or something like that, okay. which is super nice because
that is
you can't do that at Disney rooms that only sleep four. You know, right. if you look at like a Pop Century, the values, I mean, even technically get into like the moderates, you know, mm-hmm. if you Disney, if you don't have that fifth sleeper, anybody over three, you can't put five people in that room. So wow. the fact that you can hear is yeah. really nice. But I was saying if you know, if we go back with the girls, mm-hmm. what was really nice about this setup?
Well, it was neat because you had and I guess being that there's a microwave and I don't know if you would call this like a wet like
bar. I guess you could.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was a sink and then a mirror. And then there was a cute little almost like I call it an ottoman
yeah.
chair looking where you could sit and like, I guess, do your makeup or, you know. Yeah, sit, brush your teeth if you really wanted to.
Yeah. And this is all secondary to the full bathroom. Correct. So that's what I thought. I was like, man, this would be nice. You know, if the girls were here and you guys were getting up and you're getting ready in the morning, one of you can be getting ready in that lit mirror with the sink. The other yep. one's in the bathroom because yep. There's only a single sink in the bathroom. But your toilet, your stand-up shower, glass shower with a seat in it in case you get tired halfway through.
Which is neat, though, with the sink. The one sink in the bathroom, it has room for two.
It does.
Because it has that whole counter space. But then I was kind of happy that you had two sinks, but just not
in the same,
in
spot.
The same spot, because then you had all that nice you. Counter spot.
Yeah, so. I agree with you. If there wasn't that secondary sink or wet bar, we'll call it, then I think fully there should be two sinks in the bathroom.
Yep.
But I think it actually works out better.
Yep.
And you know, we're at a point now where a lot of times we're traveling with maybe some other couples like right. Chuck and Allie or Lucy and Caleb. And it is nice to have two a little bit more separate areas
yeah.
for people to be getting ready. And there's a big barn door that mm-hmm. slides shut.
Yep.
So if you were up in the morning, this bathroom is very spacious to get ready in the morning and maybe not mess with the rest of your family.
Right.
What did you think of the rest of the room size and what was available out there?
Nice. You know, you have the nice big king bed and then you have this cute little table and chair. And I'm trying to think, like, what would you call those? Like half cup chairs they
yeah.
look like.
Yeah.
They're cute. And I sat down and put my shoes on and they were pretty comfortable. And then you actually have against the wall a seat and a desk.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you had to work.
Yeah.
That's always nice. Big TV that was a little up higher on the wall than I think we expected, but it was kind of nice because like laying in bed,
mm-hmm.
you could watch TV and it was great.
Yeah.
So
yes, this room is really spacious. Yeah,
yeah.
Lots of storage. There's three drawers, dresser drawers you can put stuff in. There's nightstands on both sides of the bed,
which is super
we
nice.
Often miss at Disney
yeah.
and some of their deluxe resorts.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of plugins, both USB, standard mm-hmm. outlets, plenty of places to put your stuff. Nice big spot next to that kind of like desk area underneath the TV that had your luggage rack. We always set our suitcase mm-hmm. up on that. And yeah, big picturesque windows
mm-hmm.
And wonderful blackout curtains. So we got
yeah.
to sleep in a little bit Saturday morning. So I really, really loved this room.
Yeah.
I would be interested when we go back, even if it's just you and I,
mm-hmm.
we're not taking the kids or we're not sharing it. I would like to get the two queen room just to take a look at it and
yeah.
see, is it the exact same size room with just two queen beds? Does
right.
that make it feel smaller? Is it a larger room? So yeah, I think that these rooms are absolutely perfect. Did you know they allow pets?
Oh, no.
So dogs and cats are accepted. Rooms with pets will be charged a daily fee of $40 per room plus tax. So that's pretty on point with Disney.
Uh-huh.
Service animals, of course, are free of charge. You have a limit of two pets per room with a combined weight of 80 pounds. So all four of our pets, five of them, don't even weigh 80 pounds probably combined. But
right.
you can only bring two of them.
So it's not
right,
like
which
we two could
are you? Which two
three?
Are you bringing? Because we could bring Bucky and Belle. It would not go over well. They would fight. For anyone who doesn't know, we have a cat named Belle. I don't think we ever talk about her. No. Everybody knows about Bucky Barnes. But all right, our five animals, you're allowed to bring two to the Drury Inn. Who are you bringing? And they're all in this room listening, by the way. So somebody's feeling left
Stitch.
Out.
Stitch,
okay.
And then part of me says Taco, just to leave Jules alone where they don't have, and she can
like
just.
She could have a vacation at home, like a staycation.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would totally bring them, especially if we're just doing one night for only $40. I say we bring the two of them. And I would still, if we were going to be gone during the day, I mean, I would still bring a crate and crate them. I wouldn't let them just run amok in the room or anything, I don't think. Right?
I don't know.
Is that how you would do it? I don't know. We've never taken pets on vacation. Until, well, not since we used to have the pop-up camper.
I would, right. I would take the stroller, though.
You would take our dog stroller?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said those words out loud. We own a dog stroller.
Well, because we bought it for Lacey.
I know.
For Christmas.
Take him around Disney Springs?
I mean, it'd be fun, but I think if Stitch is on a leash, like he'd need to be in the dog stroller.
100%.
Because if he's on a leash,
he'd be
he's
yapping
be,
at everybody.
He is. He's going to be yapping and barking and just like trying to maybe bite at people. Yeah. I don't know. He's funny.
He's something. Well, let's talk about the pool area.
Okay.
Because we went down and we decided to sit at the bar, have a beverage, get something to eat for lunch. We were super hungry at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Again, before we're heading over to see the Franklin College folks. So we sat down at the Lakeside Bar and Grill. How did you feel about this pool area? Now, we didn't use the pool.
No.
Of course, but
they do heat
like
it, though, to 80 degrees.
Yep.
So that's cool, just like they do the Disney's.
Yep.
Yeah, it was large, very large.
Yeah. It's a simple pool, but very big.
It's very simple. No, nothing.
Yeah.
No water spouts, no slide, just a pool.
Yeah.
I think if I remember seeing correctly, there is a large, like, what would you call it? Little shelf, like it's like you go down into the water, but then you go further down into the water.
Okay.
It's, I don't want to call it a, what do they call it in pools in our neighborhood? Where they put
the seats? Like the seats that are in there?
Yeah, but they.
I don't know. I don't know what you call it.
I don't
know
if it's called
a
tanning shelf. Or,
oh, you know, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Anyways, there was no chairs in there.
Yep.
But I just noticed that because I was like, okay, that's not zero entry. But if you had like a younger child that you wanted to be in the pool, I think you could have it sit there. And
yeah.
I think.
And this was, I mean, so the pool area, so there's the restaurant and then there's a ton of seating.
Yeah.
Everything from couches with some little fire pits to tables right by the bar and grill. They will come out. They'll serve you. Huge area there. Then the actual pool, hot tub, and there's a children's splash pad area as well,
that
which
is
super nice, is all gated and you need your room key to access actually inside the pool area. So that's why we just didn't get a real close look.
Yeah.
I kind of just, you know, looked from afar, but there's a lot of outdoor living space for you to relax and all.
Yep.
So we sat at the bar. They have a great menu. They're sharing a kitchen with the kitchen bar and grill, which is indoors. And
but that doesn't open until
5 p.m. Okay. That's open from 5 p.m. to 12 midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your late night. And I would take advantage of that. And then you've got this out here, which I believe was open from like 11 a.m. into the night, where you can get food outside as well.
Right.
And it's a beautiful setting. It was a gorgeous Florida winter day. They have everything from apps to handhelds, salads, sandwiches, things like that, wings. What did you end up getting?
I ended up getting the shrimp Caesar wrap.
Yeah.
And that was really, really good. Clean, refreshing. Didn't weigh me down, but it was great.
What is one of their options for a side?
Tater tots.
Yes.
Which you were super excited, so of course I got those.
I love tots.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't had a tater tot in forever. And these are legit like tater tots. I mean, these aren't their house-made tater tots. I mean, these are the ones like Orida or whatever.
Yep.
Tater tots, but they are so super delicious.
Yep.
They had tacos on the menu, which I'm usually going to get.
Yep.
And I did. You get two tacos. Or you can add a third for a little extra money on flour tortillas. But you have four different proteins you can choose from. There's a brisket, there's a shrimp, there's a mahi, and there's a chicken.
Okay.
And what I love is that you can mix and match them. So I got one shrimp and I got one of the brisket. Mm-hmm. These have come with a side of pickled red onions. They come with a little sour cream on them. They come with a pico de gallo. I believe there was a little bit of cabbage on them.
Nice.
And then a side of chips and salsa as well. Chips and salsa were great. Shrimp taco was very good. It had three very large shrimp in it, bigger than other places that we know down the street. The brisket taco was ridiculously good. This was like a shredded brisket.
Okay.
Super flavorful. I don't know if they're literally smoking it right there in that kitchen, but they have a brisket queso as an appetizer. And I believe they also had brisket tachos that you could get. So brisket is like their thing. And this was so good. And it was, this is one of those tacos that you eat and then you need to get a fork for after because of all the stuff that fell out, because that's how much they loaded it up.
That's awesome.
And I loved this. I would go back just for the tacos. I would totally do the mahi and the chicken next time.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, filled us up. Absolutely loved it. Go back, and we're talking about resort fees, parking fees. Again, there's no resort fee. There's a $25 parking fee. I will give them $25 a night without any complaint whatsoever because of the things that are included.
Yes.
And let's talk first, Rhonda, about the hot breakfast and what was available the morning that we checked out on Saturday morning for hot breakfast.
Oh, gosh, so much. I mean, you had scrambled eggs, you had sausage, you had
legit home fries.
Home fries, that's, thank you. And I'm trying to think of what I saw on the hot bar, basically. And then back behind this hot bar, then you had, because it was funny because I think I didn't realize until I really double checked, but there's like two of these, which I thought they had more stuff, but it's just the same, but that's fine. And then behind it was pancakes they were making fresh.
Right in front of you on a griddle, right in front of these little pancakes.
He was also making the eggs there too and refilling them. Super cool. And then there was biscuits and gravy, and I got that. And that was fantastic. And then it was really
legit biscuits.
It was really good. And then I actually, it's just a regular gravy. It's not a sausage gravy. But because they had the sausage patty, I just took a bite with my sausage and it was fantastic. So what I would have done if I would have known that it was just regular gravy, I would have put the patty on top of my biscuit.
Yeah.
And then poured the gravy over top and then had it cut it all together.
Well, and then right there they have a section that has salsa. It's got cheese.
Yes.
So like I got, and these are super fluffy, delicious eggs.
Yep.
Again, they're making them right in front of you. I put some cheese and salsa on my eggs. Then around the corner, they have an entire pastry section, bagels and toast. So what was it, like an apple strudel
that we
had?
That, oh, yeah.
That
what
tasted like fresh
baked. Did Lacey ever eat the other one?
I don't think she knows it exists. We brought one home for her. We're going to have to tell her. It's in, I know where it is. It's in the pantry. Cereals.
Oh, yeah.
Then you
like four different cereals.
Yeah. Milk and everything ready to go. Then you have, and you were talking about there being, basically this is mirroring it. So on one side is the sausage, the eggs, the home fries. On the other side is the same thing, which means that you basically aren't going to wait very long if anybody's there. And this is a huge dining area up on the second floor.
And there's a whole Coke machine with
coffee, sodas. Yep. I mean, you're talking, here's, okay, you know you got the refillable mug that you can use at your Disney resort, right? And you're going to pay $20 or whatever for. That's basically included here. They're not giving you a mug, but you can walk up there whenever you want and get soda.
Yeah, but there's only like five sodas or something. There wasn't,
still pretty good. I mean, it's not a freestyle machine, but if you want your Coke or your Sprite
Diet
or whatever,
Coke, Sprite,
yeah, coffee, water, whatever you need, it's all available. And again, all of this is included.
Yeah.
And this is a legit, oh, there was a entire oh my gosh, oatmeal bar. Like
there's hard boiled eggs, there was some fruit.
This is a 100% legitimate breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that at most other properties, or certainly on Disney property, you would go to the food court and you're going to pay $11.99 to whatever, $13.99 per person every morning that you want this. And we're not usually breakfast people, but you better believe we're taking advantage of this one,
100%.
Because it was absolutely outstanding. And it really, you know, you go to, we love the places over at Flamingo Crossing, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they all have an included breakfast, and they're good breakfast.
Yeah.
They're legitimate breakfast.
Yep.
Town Place Suites is, has a wonderful one. We really have liked Home too.
Yes.
This one, I don't know, man. Drury, I think it's got the one up. I think it's my number one included breakfast now. It just went to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Now, all those places have your free breakfast at Flamingo Crossing area.
Right.
We love them. They're a great value. Rooms over there are outstanding. Properties are great. Here is where Drury Inn is setting the bar at a whole other level and is an absolute game changer. And everybody kept telling me when I said we booked here, they're like, even if they hadn't been to this one, because it's only been open for a month, they're like, I've been to Drury Inns wherever in the country, and they all include this stuff, and it's incredible. And that's the 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. They call it their kickback, evening snacks and drinks. So this is in the same section. This is a very, very large area, as I mentioned before. Each day, we got a spot right by the giant windows overlooking Disney Springs and the lake and everything right there, which was beautiful. So when you check in, we're only staying one night. They're going to give you a little card for each adult in your party. And it's got Sunday through Saturday listed on it. And then next to it, it's got three little squares. Those three little squares are for your three free alcoholic beverages every single night of your stay.
And that's including liquor.
Yeah. So what all did this
beer
include?
Beer and wine.
Yep.
So beer, wine, and some liquors. Not a ton, but still.
Yeah, enough for us to get what we wanted.
Absolutely.
And bartenders.
Yeah.
You know, again, this isn't like it's just like, all right,
so bring
walk
a little
up
bit
and,
of cash.
Yeah, bring a little bit of cash to tip them because they are making a drink right in front of you or giving you your beer or giving you your wine. And I saw the wine pours. They were legitimate wine pours.
Yeah.
You know, again, that's one. It's not like it was just a little whatever. And they're giving 12-ounce beers and all. So three of those an evening. Think about, you know, for us, if we do a single vodka water cran or vodka water in your lemon, on average, for a single on Disney property, I'd say $12-13, right?
Mm-hmm.
So three of those per evening is $36 per person.
Mm-hmm.
$25 parking fee? Take it.
Yep.
Don't care at all.
And this evening snacks, I'd be hard-pressed to call it evening snacks. I mean, this was like legitimately dinner.
This feels
opinion.
Like club-level foods on Disney property, I think. What did we have that evening? On Friday.
So we had meatballs, but what are they? They're not Italian meatballs.
Yeah, they're not Italian meatballs. They're more of a, more along the lines of a Swedish meatball.
I just started saying, are they considered Swedish meatballs?
Yeah, a little bit more
like
of like a sweetness and a gravy, like a brown gravy.
Because there was mashed potatoes and I kind of ate some of those together and it was fantastic. We had some vegetables. You had hot dogs and buns. Chips and salsa and nacho cheese and jalapenos.
Like stadium nacho cheese out of the big vat that you just press down the thing.
Pump it out,
We ate a lot of nachos.
I ate a lot. And jalapenos, oh, it was so good. I even ate a hot dog. I was very
hungry
that
too.
Night.
And again, next to the hot dog, there is all of your different condiments.
Yep.
There's cheese to put on it. There's like all kinds of stuff. So I loaded my hot dog up. Yeah, there's a whole salad station that has this wonderful spring salad mix with croutons and all these different dressings and
all in packets, so that's nice.
Very nice. So you just grab whatever packet. I did the balsamic vinaigrette, was good. Like I actually sat and ate a salad first, which I rarely do.
That is funny.
This Friday night, we'll talk about some of the other offerings on other nights, but this Friday night was super fun because we met some new friends. Max and his wonderful wife and their family.
Yes.
I'd been back and forth in touch with Max on Twitter, and he had just been at the Drury. They had been there like the week before, and he was telling me how great it was, and they were staying there the same weekend. So we're like, all right, we got to meet up. Let's have a drink. Let's sit down and chat. So we were able to do that for a bit. And I think we exchanged numbers and all. I think we'll definitely look at hanging out with them in the future because they were awesome.
Yeah.
So super cool to get to know them. But so every night you're going to have this spring salad mix. And then every night, they're going to have a different soup. Our night was a vegetable Florentine soup.
Oh, that's right. And I tasted that.
Was
that
so
was good.
Good.
Yeah.
Other nights, they have chicken noodle. They have a hearty chili as well. That's going to rotate through. Of course, we had the night with the meatballs. But other nights, they have barbecue sliders and baked beans. Alfredo penne pasta, grilled chicken slices. They will do other things. like Rhonda mentioned, they have the hot dogs and the buns every night. They've baked potatoes some nights along with the mixed vegetables. Like, again, this is a meal, you know? Yep. I mean, I sat down and probably had half a dozen meatballs, a scoop of mashed potatoes.
Yep.
We ate nachos. Mm-hmm. Like, we left there feeling full.
Very.
It wasn't full enough for me because.
Why?
Because then when we got back, so we went over to Disney Springs.
That's right.
At night, and we just walked around and kind of shopped. And talk about your, what are they, Munchables? Is that what they're called? Talk about your Munchables experience. And I really want to highlight this because of the things I see a lot on social where people are like, oh, the magic's gone. And, you know, Bob Chapek ruined everything. And Disney isn't magical anymore. The magic is very much still there, especially when it comes to cast members.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, it was super fun because, well, I've been seeing these new things where, and I've seen people do it, and I've seen them in the stores smelling the boxes, and you don't know what you're going to get, and you try to smell it. And I've even seen cast members trying to help, or I even heard one time I was walking by, and they said, I was a cast member. Let me see. And she was helping, and it was super cool.
It kind of goes back to the Wishables where you had the package and it's a blind bag and you squeeze it and you're like, is that a Mickey ear? Is that a Pluto tail? And you're trying to figure it out. Well, these ones are in a box.
Mm-hmm.
So they all have a scent.
Yep.
And you got to smell them.
Yep. So I shake the box and try to smell them. So they had a large so they also have large ones. I don't think they smell. I just think they're just large. Cute. They look like little cupcakes, basically. And they have a Stitch one. And I was like, I want everything Stitch, of course. So I was like, I kind of want him, but I kind of want the one that smells. So Jeremy was like, well, let's do it. Let's get two and let's do it.
And in my mind, I'm just going to do it like a normal human being. We're just going to get two and we're going to take our chances. No. And then Rhonda's...
I'm smelling
bloodhound,
the
bloodhound. Yeah, scent.
I'm smelling them.
Smelling
them, and I'm like, okay, I think this is Stitch. So these were $14.99, I believe, with your pass holder discount. After that,
you're gonna save 20% on them.
Stitch was what?
Pineapple.
30.
The big one was 35, I believe.
So
you told me.
Literally, you're 15 and 15. So I'm literally like.
You can get two of them for the price of one, even though they're much smaller.
Well, and I just started to say, so I'm like, all right, this better be Stitch because I'm spending this money.
Right.
And I could just buy the big Stitch one. So.
And you started to employ cast members in your smelling scheme.
I did. I was like, I mean, they've been there. They know. And I feel like. So this one cast member, she was super funny because she was like, yes, I think this is Stitch. So it was funny because she's like, now I'm vested. You have to open this here. Like, and I was like, okay.
And there are two of them there. Well, first you stopped one on the way and you're like, will you smell this?
I did.
And then it probably isn't the first time she's been asked that. Hopefully only in this situation.
Uh-huh.
But then you went up and you were talking to the two other cast members behind the counter and they're both smelling them. But yeah, then you were paying and I think you were getting ready to walk away. And yeah, she was basically like, oh, I'm invested in this now. Yeah, you got to open them in front of us. Yep. So you did.
So we opened the box that I thought was Stitch and we were very excited. It was Stitch.
That was awesome.
And the other one I just didn't care about. It was just like, and it was a sweeter smell. And so there's a surprise, which I don't know what there is, but there's Stitch. He's a pineapple. You have Baymax. That is a s'more. And then you have, I think, Mickey.
There goes Mickey, Minnie.
Is it Mickey Minnie?
I believe so. And there was another one or two. I think there might have been about six total.
Yeah.
Something
so
like
Stitch,
that.
Stitch, Baymax, Minnie, Mickey, the surprise.
And then one other one. So who do we end up with the second one?
Yeah.
Which actually worked out, I think, perfectly.
Yeah. So it was super cool because we did get Baymax, which was the s'more one.
Yeah.
And it smells so good.
I love Baymax. And I love s'mores.
I keep smelling them and I'm like, I wonder how long they're going to like.
Well, we have, I don't know what happened to them. We used to have the one, what was the other ones? You remember that smelled? We have the little Mickey and Minnie and Stitch of those as well. They're those little like teardrop looking plushies. But it was just, again, it was just one of those things where these cast members took their time. They were very interactive with us. They were super sweet. You know, they literally were like, I think this is Stitch. Open it in front of me because I want to see if I'm correct.
She still smells.
Does it still smell? Yeah, you grabbed that?
And I was looking for the tag.
I can't remember what these are called, but... So it was just super awesome. But yeah, going back to Drury, only thing I guess we didn't mention probably is there's a 24-hour arcade on site. And then they have, you can go to the kitchen bar and grill that's indoors. And you can go, they have a full menu of stuff. I, at this point, it was getting later in the night. I just wanted like a pizza, and they actually have a Pizza Hut Express, which I thought was kind of weird, but I made my own pizza. I got, what did I get? I think I got ham, green onion, or I'm sorry, onions and green peppers on it.
Okay.
And a little personal pan pizza. They make it hot and fresh right there for you. Sat and just waited for that and went back up to the room and chowed down on that thing. But, what do you think overall of the Drury Inn? How do you think it compares to both staying on property or staying off property? I'm sorry. One more thing is they do have a shuttle service.
Yes, they
like do. The other Disney Springs and Flamingo Crossing resorts. This is basically going to run, I think, 15 minutes after the hour every hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go to the parks. It's going to come back from the parks. It is highly recommended that you make an advance reservation. And it'll pick you up right out front.
Mm-hmm.
We had Ubered, I think is a very viable option. Most Ubers around property are $10 or $15.
Mm-hmm.
That comes a little bit harder, of course, if you have children in car seats. Or you can walk down to Disney Springs and get away. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about in the past, you know, bust a yacht club if you're going to Epcot.
Right.
You know, you could bus to Caribbean Beach if you're going to Hollywood Studios and then take the Skyliner over. So there are some different options there. But yeah, would you recommend Drury Inn? How do you
Absolutely.
Think it compares?
I do love it. It is great. It is, though, a little bit of a walk. I remember going home. It was kind of cold that night. And I was like, are we home yet? A couple of times because it did seem to be a longer walk.
Yep.
But it's still fine. Like it was, I enjoyed it. That's the only like air quote to me, the downfall.
I agree.
I mean,
I think
everything
it's the
else
only,
is,
yeah, I think yeah. that's the only yeah. negative is I, that it's the furthest Disney
percent.
Springs area
thousand
hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, I mean, I was just blown away by the breakfast.
Yeah.
the you know, kickback offerings, the room. I absolutely loved the pool area. I mean, that's an area that I could see just, you know, going with friends and just hanging out there all evening and having some cocktails and getting some appetizers or something and just, yeah, absolutely loving it. We're going to look at going back for sure. Mm-hmm. I actually think I might look at booking this for our anniversary weekend and maybe just go Friday and Saturday night. Another thing that is really cool if you book direct on the website is that you can pay at property.
Yeah.
Which is big for us. And,
that's huge.
And the reason it's big for us, you know, like a Disney resort, you go, all right, for us as pass holders, and we're not doing a package, you got to pay that first night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes when you're booking, you know, a room every single month, and one of those rooms might be 6 months out, you don't want to throw down $200-some right then. Because
right.
often it's going, all right, we're going to Disney this weekend, and we know that when we get there, we have to pay off a balance, but we need to book a room today. For 3 months from now, well, I don't want to pay $200 now and then, you know, maybe a balance when we get there this weekend for a room 3 months from now.
Right.
And so that's a lot of the times why we go through hotels.com because you can pay at property.
Yep.
And then we know we can tuck aside that money and just when we get there, handle everything.
Right.
So I absolutely love that. So I'm going to look, at our anniversary weekend. I think that'd be a fun one to stay at.
That would be.
And the other thing we want to look at possibly for anniversary is going to Keys to the Kingdom again.
Yes.
So we went. I think we went for our 10th anniversary.
Okay.
So that would have been 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that would have been the year that we became pass holders. So we were not pass holders yet.
Okay.
And we paid $99 plus tax and all. I was blown away to find out that 7 years later, the price has only gone up to $114.
Yeah.
And now as annual pass holders, we get a discount. It drops it down to about $97 per person.
Oh, wow.
That is an absolute steal and one of the best values on property, I think. So we're going to look at doing that at 60 days out and do that on our anniversary. And then, yeah, maybe stay at Drury Inn.
Oh, okay.
So I know a lot of people were very excited to kind of hear about Drury Inn, whether they're looking to book there or they already have a stay coming up.
Yep.
Again, highly recommend.
Oh, 100%.
Go Drury Inn, Disney Springs, Google it, go to the website, look at some of those deals if you are a first responder or a pass holder or a Florida resident, you know, whatever you may be, look at those discounts. Even without the discounts, they've got some wonderful room rates, so make sure that you definitely check them out. Something else that I think you should check out for your next Disney vacation, maybe going to Universal, going to Disneyland, maybe going on a Disney cruise, you got to check out Touring Plans. They've got incredible web and mobile apps. You can catch them live from the parks and the seas by following at Touring Plans on all of social media. And if you go to touringplans.com, you can subscribe to their Lines app for just $17.95 a year. This will save you time and this will save you headaches inside of the parks. Mm-hmm. Cannot recommend it enough. Honestly, the $17.95 is worth it a year if all you do is go once. It's worth it if all you do is use it for your room recommendations, because you can actually select what room, and they've got like a 70% success rate of getting you the room you want. Absolutely awesome. We love their service. You're already out on the internet, so you hit subscribe. You get our brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And of course, we'd be very thankful if you leave us a rating and review,
because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.